From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Washington Post has reported a fractious phone call between U.S. President Donald Trump and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Phil Mercer takes a look.
Australian officials have confirmed that Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and U.S. President Donald Trump had a robust conversation over the weekend that was shorter than expected. The Washington Post has reported that Trump accused the Australian leader of seeking to export the next Boston bombers to America. The United States struck the refugee accord with Canberra last November. It could see up to 1,250 migrants from Australia's offshore camps be resettled in the U.S. once they pass U.S. vetting. Many are from Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
The Pentagon says a list of exemptions to President Trump's 90-day ban on immigration from seven countries will now include people who have aided the U.S. military. And opinion polls show the ban is supported by roughly one-half of all Americans. The U.S. Treasury Department announced Thursday that it is easing some restrictions on business transactions with Russia's security service, the FSB, despite cyber sanctions put in place by former President Barack Obama. White House spokesman Sean Spicer emphasized that the move does not mean the U.S. is easing sanctions on Russia. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis said Thursday the Trump administration is committed to strengthening relations with South Korea in the face of what he called the provocations that country faces from North Korea. Mattis spoke alongside South Korean Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-ang at the start of his first overseas trip as Pentagon chief. This is VOA News.